This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Look, if the people just start putting out content, analyzing news, playing clips, giving common sense views of it, outside of talking points, but what actually arrives on our own research, it's over for the globalist. Okay, that's the big secret here. So I nominate Robert David Steele for a Human Liberty Award, the first we're giving out, 10,000 times better than the Nobel Prize, since that seminar caller called in. Let's do two more calls here, and we've got Paul Watson coming up with the exclusive info, and then John Rappaport. Dean in Wisconsin, and then Travis. Go ahead, Dean.
Hey, Alex. I just want to call. No, thanks. That was a good rebuttal to that, Jeremy, because, you know, I just want to say about the climate accord. That was a perfect dry run. I'm going to keep on saying this when I call in, if I ever get in. You just said it just right before. Compare globalism as tyranny to our sovereignty. It's over with. No one's going to be down for that. I mean, you did it, I think, on the show after Trump's speech. It was a perfect dry run explaining how that Paris Accord was a total extortion deal.
Exactly. Let me, Dean. Go ahead.
No, and then you said the same thing on. You said it concisely, or you just said it perfectly too on the show the next day. I think I saw.
Well, thank you for that. Let me get to Steele's take on that. Thank you, Dean. I'm going to get Travis in here. Yeah, you're going to have a corporate global government that tries to make the general public poor, and you think the public's so dumb you're going to keep it secret. Now that the facade has fallen, Robert David Steele, how do they ever set up this global corporate tyranny again?
I don't think they're going to be able to. I mean, I'm worried about the pandemic, because if they do a pandemic, that definitely creates some issues.
That's their Moonraker scenario to depopulate.
Yes, but I supported the president on getting out of the climate change treaty. And what most citizens need to understand is that, like the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership that the president very
much in secret
of, those are all about reducing sovereignty. Those are all about giving the City of London and Wall Street and the Rothschilds and the Black Pope more power. Those are all about screwing the average American for the benefit of the 1% of 1%.
That's right. So is this a good sign that the Black Pope's aide-de-camp has been indicted for child rape?
Yes, but they're only throwing one guy under the bus. The fact is 50% of the Catholic leadership should probably be indicted. Look, this is the sign of distress, okay?
Unrigged.
This is what every American should be putting on their lawn this 4th of July.
I agree with you. And it's a sign of respect.
Enemy control.
Travis in Kansas, last caller before John Rappaport takes over. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, you know, everything that you've been saying is true and everything. And, you know, people need to realize that the true battle is good versus evil. It's not Democrats versus Republicans or left versus right, you know. And they're trying to divide people on as many fronts as possible. To divide.
That's right. Evil's got players everywhere. Good's got players everywhere.
Well, I agree with that. And that's the heart. And let me end on this. That's the heart of why Dr. Cynthia McKinney and I have come together to create hashtag Unrigged. And we will not talk to any politicians. All we're doing is educating constituents, one congressional district at a time, on how they can take back the
power. Sure, and how much power they have. But we're going to have you back up July 3rd. Let's let Travis finish. Go ahead, Travis.
Your biggest sleeper cell that you got in the American community is the Democrats, right? And they know that there's something else out there, that there's more to it. Well, I think.
Yeah, they know Seth Rich got killed. They know Sanders got robbed.
Well, I think the biggest awakening is just doing full disclosure. They need to, it's.
No, I agree. Don't get in the infighting. Keep hammering the issues. Thank you. Real fast for Steele. Why do you think they're having an FBI indictment prepared on Sanders to keep him in line, or why is that happening? Because he played ball.
That's a really good question. I mean, I think Sanders has demonstrably been bribed by the Democratic Party. And I would reach out to the members of the People's Party, which is a Sanders sheepdog movement, and I would say to them, free yourself from the Democrats.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Paul Watson coming up and John Rappaport.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
We now take
from
you
the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, John Rappaport soon will be, going to launch this soon. I just got a lot of fish in the fryer. Be hosting part of his own show whenever he wants to, whether it's every day or every week. Really wind up. He's about to take over in about 7 minutes. But I got behind. Here's Paul Watson's report, the truth about CNN that they do not want you to see. We were at such an epic moment where the entire facade of fake news that John Rappaport has been exposing for decades, he coined the term, I think, fake news first. He's had his website for 15 years. NoMoreFakeNews.com. It's now happening. The question is, I don't want to be overconfident. What's the byproduct? What do we have to look out for? My gut tells me, though, and intellectually as well, devastating victory. This is an incredible time. The Catholic Church is a giant satanic pedophile ring at the top coming out. It's all happening. This is just crazy. So here is a CNN, and then John Rappaport will be joining you.
Brian Stelter is butthurt that people are being mean to CNN. Boo-hoo! He's whining about InfoWars promoting hate and resentment towards CNN.
Millions of people are exposed to extreme anti-journalism views daily. Example, memes equating journalists to terrorists. This is harmful.
You want to talk about harmful? and all you got is memes.
I'll tell you what's harmful.
Your network pushed a fake news narrative, Trump-Russia collusion, that your own producer admits was made up for ratings.
Our ratings are incredible right now.
The whole Russia is just like...
It's mostly right now.
That your own top contributor admits is a big nothing burger. A narrative that pushed two superpowers closer to World War III. That's harmful. Your network pushed a fake news narrative. Hands up, don't shoot.
We want you to know that our hearts are out there marching with them.
That led to two mass shootings, riots, and a nationwide hate movement. That's harmful. Your network pushed a fake news narrative, Iraq having weapons of mass destruction, that led to 1 million dead Iraqis and thousands of dead and maimed US troops. That's harmful. Your network pushed a fake news narrative about Syrian rebels being moderate.
Show the U.S., I think, that there is a significant amount of moderate rebels ready to take to the ground in Syria.
That led to the rise of ISIS and an international migrant crisis. That's harmful. Your network pushed a fake news narrative about the Aleppo boy being a victim of Assad to propagandize for the invasion of Syria.
We shed tears, but there are no tears here. He didn't cry once. That little boy is in total shock.
When his whole family were supporters of Assad and said their son was used as a propaganda tool by the jihadist rebels and by extension, CNN. Harmful. Some of this anti-journalism, it's insidious. I'll tell you what's insidious. Your network stage managing a protest to manipulate public opinion right after a terrorist attack. That's insidious. Your network burying the truth by reporting the Michigan airport terrorist said something in Arabic when it had been widely reported for hours before that he had shouted Allah Akbar. That's insidious. Your network telling Americans it was illegal to read WikiLeaks. That's insidious.
It's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us.
Your network cutting off guests who even mentioned WikiLeaks. That's insidious.
Hillary Clinton's a liar. She can't be trusted. And now the two faces of Hillary Clinton are coming out. The fact, through WikiLeaks, that she says one thing and... Oh, no.
Your network cutting off guests who mention a link between refugees and terrorism. That's insidious.
30% of their domestic terrorism cases that they're investigating are from folks who are refugees. It's important not to label all refugees bad people. That's not why I'm here. But these...
Your network pretending its own cameraman is a random man-on-the-street anti-Trump protester. That's insidious.
One vote equals one vote. What's wrong with that? What's the debate?
I definitely feel his passion. There's other people out here who feel the same way. Like, you heard this man, very passionate about the idea he doesn't want Hillary to stop.
Yeah, Brian, you know I used to live there, and I know that guy. That's John Gerkovic. He actually went to Africa with me as a cameraman.
Your network's commentator giving debate questions to Hillary Clinton in advance. That's insidious. Your network telling debate focus groups what to say to make Hillary look good. That's insidious.
That America already is great, but we are great because we are good.
America's great. All right, so I want to ask you, what was it about Hillary Clinton's argument that resonated with you following Donald Trump's defense of the video?
She stated that America is already great, and I tend to agree with that.
Your network running cover for Black Lives Matter by editing statements to turn them into the complete opposite of what was actually said. That's insidious.
Go burn it down, we need in our community. Take that to the suburbs. Burn that down.
With his sister calling for peace.
Don't bring the violence here and the ignorance here.
Milwaukee police.
Your network calling Milo Yiannopoulos an extremist. That's insidious.
Most journalists try to be fair and right. When screw-ups happen, corrections are made.
Screw-ups? Really? screw-ups. A Harvard study found that CNN's coverage of Trump was 93% negative. 93%. 13-1 negative to positive stories. Is that just a screw-up too? Whoops, we just did 13 negative stories on Trump again. What a coincidence. Oh well, just a screw-up. That's not a screw-up. That's bias. That's not fair and right. That's having an agenda. Look, I'm biased, but I don't claim to be neutral. I don't claim to be an impartial journalist. The fact that you and everyone else at CNN is still claiming to be impartial is an insult to our intelligence. Your boy Jim Acosta whines every week about how Trump and the White House take questions from conservative media. Like, how dare they allow anyone to break CNN's monopoly? Here's a guy who got caught tweeting fake news about Trump not visiting Scalise in hospital. Every chance he gets, he's bitching about Trump. He's not fair. He's not impartial. He's not a journalist. He's an activist. Just be frigging honest about it. You wonder why there's all this hate and resentment towards you. It's not because people hate all journalists. It's because you lie all the time, you push an agenda, and you get caught. But then you have the arrogance to still claim that you're impartial. You have the arrogance to point the finger at us as the reason for you being reviled. You have the arrogance, after all this, to still claim you have the moral high ground. You don't have the moral high ground. People hate you because you lie about huge things. You lie about things that cause wars and violence on the streets. That's why people hate you. They're not anti-journalism. They're anti-fake news. They're anti-CNN. And you earned that hate because...
Oh, no.
John Rappaport reporting.
John Rappaport here for InfoWars, sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour. Yes, Paul Watson. That's really something. I've been around for a long time doing news. There is nobody like Watson. He's taken that type of presentation to a new height. Look at all of his work. CNN, fakery on parade. There's a story running right now on Breitbart saying that, according to Twitter audit report, 17 million or 50% of all CNN Twitter followers are fake. 17 million fake Twitter followers? That's the result of Twitter audit report. So ask yourself, how does that happen? I mean, if you wanted to get 17 million fake Twitter followers for yourself, how would you do it? What would you do? How would you work that out? I don't know, but you'd have to have some help, don't you think? I don't think you can just press a button in your house.
No, you're right. Twitter has to be involved.
I mean, yeah, how else can you do that? So obviously CNN has some kind of a deal going, right, in order for them to be able to do this, to amass 17 million fake Twitter followers. I don't think it's just, hey, we're CNN, and guess what happened last night? We don't know how. We just got 17 million new Twitter followers. I don't think that's the way it works. I don't think so. So the fakery doesn't quit on every single possible front. And one of the things that Watson was saying there on his fantastic video, the Chris Cuomo dunce report on CNN. Remember that moment when he said, well, it's illegal. This was during the presidential campaign. It's illegal for you or me or anybody in the public to possess, I think he said, possess, right, the John Podesta emails that WikiLeaks released, you see. Illegal, but we, the media, he said, we can do that. That's okay. And then we give you the information. It's filtered through us at CNN. and then you know it's okay. So what he's actually saying is, we'll tell you what's good for you, because we know what's good for you, and we know what you should know, and we know what you shouldn't know, because we're CNN. I mean, these people think that way all the time. Talked to many, many mainstream reporters over the years. This is their arrogance. This is their entitlement. This is their attitude. This is why they think all the time. But they don't say it, you see. CNN is a bunch of kids, amateurs, fakers dressing up like adults and pretending to be journalists. That's really who they are. That's who they are. And they don't know how to do it. They can't get it right. So they'll have Chris Cuomo, you know, a dunce, basically, coming on the air and just telling the people, you can't have access. You shouldn't go. Don't go to WikiLeaks. Don't look at those emails that are now posted there. You're not allowed to. It's not okay. But we can do that. We at CNN, we can go there and we can do that. And then we can interpret, you see, and digest, because we understand what's important and what isn't important and how you might be deluded by all of this stuff. We can tell the fake from the real. You trust us, we'll do that job for us, you see. It's different.
You let us look outside of the outside world. You stay in the box. We're going to tell you your eyes are our eyes. You have to go through our filter. We are the controllers of your reality. We are your gods. This is the ultimate cult. And now, John, we see their cult falling. What do you expect to happen next? I'm sorry to be jumping in. I'm just watching and listening.
Okay. I'm glad you are, Alex.
No, we skipped the break so you have more time. I apologize for cutting in. Go ahead.
You know, they've imploded so many times that where are they going to go next? I mean, either they stop talking about the whole Russia-Trump narrative that they've, you know, run 5,000 stories on because they had to retract the article. They fired three reporters, including a Pulitzer Prize winner.
They're being sued for $100 million.
Sued. So either they drop that story, in which case, what do they have? Nothing. Or they just continue to pound on it. I wrote a piece today. Their ratings are crashing. They're now third behind MSNBC.
You wrote a piece. I hope you'll get a new letter, like the 10 ways they lie, too.
Yeah, the 10 ways that they lie. But this latest one, you know, they're the lowest of the cable ratings right now as of last Tuesday, running behind MSNBC and Fox. So they're just going to continue to crash. And the truth tellers are going to hold them up against the wall like never before. I mean, we've already been doing it to a tremendous extent.
No, but I agree. They're beyond wounded. They're like undead. They've been dead since the Piers Morgan days, but they don't know when to quit, which is going to make their destruction even more spectacular.
I think so. I think so, because they're going to be thinking, you know, we have to do something completely outrageous in order to get our audience back. What is it going to be? And they're going to cook up some ridiculous scenario or event.
I agree. They're already foreshadowing violence against them. They might run a false flag and hire some mercenaries to come in there. I'm serious.
That's right. Because what did they recently say in the latest fake story? Trump, here's a story from CNN. Because Trump is attacking us by calling us fake, now the lives of journalists all over the world are in physical danger. Try to follow that logic.
So now when anybody gets hurt in a war zone, a war CNN helps start, it's Trump's fault.
There you go. Exactly. It's Trump's fault. He did it because he criticized us. So what's the takeaway from that? Don't criticize the media. And they really think that's going to fly? I mean, that's going absolutely nowhere. It's just going to redouble people's attacks on
them. I was about to say, don't they get their feeding the trolls times a trillion? I mean, this is spectacular.
Yeah. They don't seem to get it at all, right? Yeah, there's Wolf Blitzer, potentially very dangerous for Trump to call the media an enemy of the people. Okay, this guy is the weakest anchor on television in the history of television news. He can't even say that he's doing the news. He has to call the news the Situation Room. Who dreamed up that idea? What's the room? It's a television studio. What's the situation? The situation is, here's the news. So they have to dress this guy up because he doesn't have any firepower. He has no energy of his own. He's just sinking into you know, the swamp.
Why do you think, though, because they could hire some powerful-looking, smart-sounding people to read teleprompters, it seems like CNN and MSNBC purposely get, like, these rat-like people, and even the female anchors, I'm like, this is, like, so transparently not real, not bona fide, not substantial. It just reeks of failure.
Yeah. It's like they designed themselves to fail. This is what we're going to do. You know, because here's a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week news channel, CNN. Where's their news? You know, they just have one kind of vague, drifting, idiot's delight show after another. And then, okay, it's time for the news. Okay, give a few minutes to that. Back to another panel of 15 people sitting around, you know, talking over each other. I mean, you would think, like you said, Alex, they would have, here's our newscast, and this is our guy, or our woman, or whoever, and they're substantial. But they don't have that. They're designing themselves, they've always designed themselves, as far as I can see, to fail completely, just like...
And I'll tell you why. They got sick of Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw and Peter Jennings, even though they were controlled. They didn't like the celebrity of the newsman or woman. So if you remember, right after 9/11, they went to these panels and people because the corporate guys want total control. They're so narcissistic and competitive, they don't want a star to deal with. They just want empty suits to read off a machine.
Exactly. And the other trend I would say is we're going to be, our network is going to be more democratic. We're going to give more airtime to different people. We don't want to have the one voice, the one face of the network. We want to, you know, spread it out and give everybody a chance and so forth. And so, you know, they die. That's the way you die if you're that kind of an operation.
That's right. There's no identity because the globalists, they don't want us to have an identity. They want an empty culture. They want to kill original journalism. So that, because it threatens them by putting out false journalism, but instead all they killed was their own system.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They thought they were killing us. They were really committing suicide. That's the way it always works. You know, if you're going to have an independent media, you're going to have many independent individuals presenting the news and the news behind
it. And if you're going to have powerful personalities... And I don't mean by their physical looks, but by their spiritual looks. They're going to occasionally, even if they're your own ideologue, disagree with you. Execs don't want that. They want these empty nobodies.
Yeah, that's the way it's turning out to be. Okay, we don't like this guy because he's too, you know, I don't know, authoritative. We don't like, he seems too real. So let's get him out of there. Let's have 10 fake people instead talking over each other. I mean, this is just the way these people think. They can't help themselves because they're failures. I mean, look at Jeff Zucker. In his, he was the CEO and president of NBC Universal.
That's right.
During the period of time when he basically destroyed NBC. I mean, they went from the number one network down to the bottom of the toilet behind everybody else. And everybody in the business knew about it. And they said, how can this guy still get good jobs? I mean, he just destroyed NBC completely from number one to the bottom. But he gets the head of CNN. So how is that guy going to think? Is he going to want to find a really strong personality that's suddenly going to...
No, that's globalism. Make everybody under you weak. So... existentially, then, what do you expect next? I mean, they edited me. It was horrible, whatever. Megyn Kelly totally blew up in their face. She's gone from 7 million viewers 5 weeks ago to less than 3 million. She's done. I mean, it's like the kiss of death. These people are a joke.
I love it. She's going to go to MSNBC. They're going to dump her in the graveyard over there with Brian Williams, and they're going to have a little tete-a-tete show between them, and it's going to be...
That's right. They never admit they fail. They always have like a magazine show once a month for Piers Morgan, too.
Right. Yeah, nobody really ever dies. They just keep bringing it back. That's what's going to happen to her. And I think that it's quite possible that NBC just took her away from Fox with what sounded like a great deal because... You know, the idea was to destroy Fox.
That's right. That was all part of that.
NBC knew that they couldn't really use her. Their audience doesn't.
She doesn't get. She was being used, kamikazing Trump. I told her that in person. You still don't get. You've been used, sweetheart. You're so used to using everybody else. You're being used up.
she's climbing the ladder and climbing the ladder at Fox and, you know, stepping over whatever she has to step over to get to the top. And then she doesn't realize you're not at the top. They're going to just use you and throw you away. And that's what's happening.
All right. John Rappaport on fire as usual. No more fake news.com. I'm going to unplug here. I'll keep interrupting. He's coming up straight ahead. The nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. We appreciate all you spread the word about Infowars.com. The globals are trying to censor it. They're trying to block it. The articles, the videos, all of them, the live feeds. Send those out now because you're the power of this broadcast. It's all up to you, my friends.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Back here in the fourth hour, before I jump into another story here, just want to remind you, 4th of July, summer mega specials are now live at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited time, plus free shipping. For example, Rainforest Plus, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Z Shield, 30% off. InfoWars, select storable food, 30 to 40% off of retail. Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Pack, 40% off of retail. Living Defense, 20% off while the supplies last. They're going to sell out soon. 4th of July, summer mega specials live at InfoWarsStore.com. You understand what's happening to InfoWars and independent media. The attack is on. The idea is to censor, to limit exposure, and to limit income, limit the ability to actually function. So here, double duty. You're buying products for your own health and you're supporting InfoWars. Do it. Okay, where shall we go next? Psychiatric agenda. I've talked about this before. This is all tied in, by the way. Media agenda, psychiatric agenda. You're going to see media stories, media reports that keep on talking about mental illness in young people, kids, children. New discovery, breakthrough study indicates that more children than we thought have a mental disorder, as if this is some scientific discovery. It's a total hoax. I could tell you, you can check it out. You can really check it out. It's a total hoax. I've been investigating psychiatry and the medical cartel for 35 years now as a reporter. Listen to these stats, okay? I want to make sure I get these straight. 25% of college students in the previous year have been diagnosed or treated for a mental disorder. 25%. According to, you know, the powers that be in the so-called mental health community, a quarter of all Americans 18 to 24 years old have a mental illness. 25%. That's a total hoax. And you have 6.4 million children in America between the ages of 4 and 17 diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. That's destruction. The diagnosis is fake because there is no science. You can look it up in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, which is the official publication of the American Psychiatric Association, 5th edition, and you can read through that giant tome that lists roughly 300 separate and officially certified so-called mental disorders, different, distinct, have names, labels, and look for a blood test, look for a hair test, look for a urine test, look for a brain scan, look for a genetic assay as a defining way to diagnose any folks of these so-called mental disorders, and you won't be able to find it. It's not there. Not for any of these so-called mental disorders. Yes, kids have problems, adults have problems, all kinds of things happen. But the grid that's laid over this by the psychiatric fraudsters is a fraud, a complete fraud. And, of course, the treatments, as I detail in the article that was just put up, headlined Psychiatric Destruction of Creative Children, you can see that the drugs are incredibly toxic, and they're being given to younger and younger children, such as, for example, SSRI antidepressants like Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, given to younger and younger children who are being diagnosed with clinical depression. Now, I don't know how you diagnose a four-year-old with clinical depression unless you're a sadist, okay? I have no idea how you would do that. Unless you were a sadistic MD psychiatrist, then I could see how you could do that, how you could sit there and look at a four-year-old child and say, this child has clinical depression, and I'm going to prescribe a toxic drug called Zoloft to treat that developing brain in that child. And, of course, these antidepressants have been linked to so-called suicidal ideation, suicide, violence, and homicide. That's great, huh? What kind of a person does it take? What kind of a monster, basically, does it take to start prescribing these drugs to 4-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds, and making this kind of diagnosis? Another very popular one, of course, is now the trend, which has been exposed, by the way, as total fraud, total sadistic fraud, diagnosing younger and younger children with bipolar disorder, used to be called manic depression. And the drugs for that are just brain hammers, valproate, lithium. Look up the adverse effects. Look up the adverse effects of those drugs for yourself. Just check it out. It's all there in the literature. And then just imagine a kid, 6 years old, being diagnosed with manic depression, bipolar disorder, by a supposed mental health professional without any test whatsoever. No physical test, no blood test, no urine test, no genetic assay, no brain scan, no anything. This would be like you. Okay, imagine this. Come on, get with it. You're going into a doctor's office and he says, so what are you feeling? How do you feel? What do you think? Blah, 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 back and forth. And after 5 minutes, he says, you've got cancer. You say, what? Yeah, you've got cancer. It's obvious. What do you mean? You're going to run a test on me? You've got a blood test, something? You're going to do x-rays? You're going to, no, we don't need to run a test. I can tell from, you know, in fact, just hold on a minute. And then he opens the door and a few other doctors come in. Now they're a committee. And he shows them their notes on the conversation he just had with you. And he said, what do you think, guys? And there's like four guys there. And three of them say, well, this patient obviously has cancer. That's you. And the fourth one says, I'm not sure. Well, 3 out of 4 is pretty good. So we say you've got cancer. And now we're going to give you chemotherapy. Most toxic drugs ever invented. Chemical warfare, basically. It's kind of a, you know, a toss-up whether the chemo will kill the tumors before the chemo kills you. We'll see. Okay, you've got cancer. How would you react to that? Say, well, that is the setting in a psychiatrist's office. No tests, just a diagnosis of a child saying to the parent, okay, this is what we've got here. This is what we got. Your child has bipolar, and we're going to prescribe these brain hammer drugs to a young child with a developing brain. That's torture. That's chemical warfare. That's what it is. Now, this is part and parcel of a much larger structure that includes, of course, major media who support this uniformly. They're on board. They're partners in this operation. Then you have the rest of the medical cartel, the medical schools, the psychiatric training, the monopoly, virtual monopoly given on mental health to the psychiatric profession by the government. You've got that. And then to go bigger, you've got globalism. And you've got the push to level out the capacity of human beings at the lowest common denominator. Because what do you think is going to happen, and what is happening, and what has been happening in schools where you've got kids who are sitting there twiddling their thumbs and bored and looking out the window and fidgeting because they're way ahead of everybody else in the class, and they're dreaming up projects that what they want to do because they're extremely smart and ingenious, and most of all, they're creative, so they don't fit in. They're going to get diagnosed with ADHD. That's what's going to happen if they keep that up and the teacher notices it. Well, you've got to see the counselor now. And the counselor says, yes, it looks like ADHD. And let's get a confirming diagnosis from a psychiatrist. And now we're going to put you on one of these drugs called Ritalin or Adderall, one of these that are actually amphetamine-type drugs that are going to cause you initial clarity and then a speed crash, because that's what happens when you do speed. You crash. And for those of you that are watching, the boys are putting up Richard Scarnati, an outline of hazardous side effects of Ritalin, which is a study that was published some years ago, 1986, and you see all the adverse effects of a speed-type drug. paranoid delusions, paranoid psychosis, toxic psychosis, visual hallucinations. Yeah, you didn't hear about this, right? Extreme withdrawal, terrified affect, screaming, aggressiveness, insomnia, psychic dependence, decreased REM sleep, convulsions, brain damage possibility. Yeah, yeah. With ADHD, drugs. Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're going to destroy the creative child before he can do what he came here to do, which is to create wonderful new things. And if you do that, and that certainly is the global medical psychiatric agenda, which they will never admit, but that's the way it's working out, you're going to destroy the lives, the brains, the initiative, the determination, the free will, and most of all, the creativity and imagination of a child, a creative child, who would otherwise go on to live a spectacular, spectacular life. That's what you would do. That's what's happening. That is what's happening. My blood boils when I get onto the subject. Really boils. Why aren't these people put in prison? Why aren't they carted away and prosecuted by the Department of Justice? That's what the department is there for, right? That's what this is supposed to be all about, delivering justice. You're torturing a child. We're not going to let you do that. We don't care what you call yourself. We don't care if you're an MD or a psychiatrist or whatever. You're torturing a young child. You're destroying their brain and their creativity. So for the rest of your life, you're going to be in prison. Seems only fair. At minimum, that would be justice. Oh, well, we never thought we were doing that. And it never occurred to us. And the studies and the blah, 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 blah. Yeah, well, we've exposed all of that. So it's too late for you now. But possibly you can while away your years in a lockup thinking and understanding that you may set an example for the professionals that come behind you so that they won't do what you did to destroy lives. All on the basis of transforming global society into the lowest common denominator of slug. Slug. With these drugs. That's the chemical warfare that never ended, and unless we put a stop to it, or at the very least have choice to get out of it, it's going to go on apace. That's what's going to happen. That's where this whole thing is going. And CNN and Fox and NBC and ABC and CBS and whoever else you want to throw into the mix, they all support this as science. They all get behind it. They all say, well, this is the professional community here of scientists, and we can't really investigate them or call them out or expose them because what do we know? This is the attitude of helpless, disgusting victims in the press. Those who are the victims, but then there are other people in the press who know exactly what's happening. They're the shills. They're the assets. They're the agents who have invaded in order to support this global psychiatric agenda. A word to the wise. Okay, I just want to remind you, free shipping. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on the entire InfoWars Store catalog at InfoWarsStore.com. On all supplements, water filters, gear, seeds, DVDs, books, help support the operation and get the best high-quality products out there. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of free shipping store-wide for a limited time. That's get free shipping store-wide on the catalog, the entire InfoWars catalog. And continue to support InfoWars and, by extension, independent media, because we are the people and you are the people who are standing up against the CNNs of this world and exposing their crimes. That's what's happening. And it's happening at an accelerated pace. It's not slowing down. That's why they're so hysterical. I mean, they've gone and spun completely out of control now at CNN. You can see that. They accepted the resignations of three reporters, including a Pulitzer Prize winner, for the fake article they published about Anthony Scaramucci, a Trump buddy, claiming that the Senate was investigating Scaramucci for his connections to a Russian investment fund. They retracted the article, accepted resignations from three reporters, fired three reporters. That's a big deal for a big-time network to do. Boom, you're gone. Boom, we can't handle this anymore. We're trying to push this whole narrative, you know, into deep into the brains of every person alive on Earth of the Trump-Russia thing, the Trump-Russia thing, the Trump-Russia thing. That's all we really care about. We just got to keep pushing that all the way to the final destination, whatever that's going to be. Thousands of stories. And now we have to admit. Fake, 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 fake. They're going crazy, folks. Going crazy. Okay, this is John Rappaport. We will be back for the last segment in a few moments. Don't go anywhere on Infowars.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you. This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Okay, John Rappaport, back here for the last segment. I just want to end on a note of uplift, shall we say. I wrote a piece over at No More Fake News this week about how all the elite media anchors are gone. And when I say that, I mean, you know, the voices of authority that used to completely hypnotize the public. Going back to the early days of television, don't know how many of you remember that, John Daly, and we had Edward R. Murrow, and we had Chet Huntley and David Brinkley, and we finally, you know, had Walter Cronkite. This is Walter Cronkite presenting the news. You've got nothing like that anymore. All of that is gone. And so the hypnotic effect has crumbled and continues to crumble because you've got bench warmers and second stringers and amateurs being used as the main news, national news and global news anchor of these giant networks. CBS just got rid of Scott Pelley, who was like some sort of a, I don't know. I always thought of him as a surgeon who did operations without anesthetic. He kind of looked, I don't know. Not good. He's gone. They don't have a permanent replacement. Over at NBC, you've got Lester Holt. He's their main guy. He is just, you know, no substance, cadaverous, the walking dead, right? Main contribution of Lester Holt, he interrupted Donald Trump 41 times during a presidential debate when he was a moderator. Great. And then we have David Muir. He's kind of the young guy, you know, the Metro guy over at ABC. He's now their national anchor. He's got the gravitas of a Sears underwear model. That's about it. These are, you know, like people from the junior varsity that are now up there trying to exercise massive hypnotic mind control over the American people and the global audience with their national news broadcasts. It ain't going to work, folks. It's not going to work, and it's not working. That whole mind control effect of the authoritative, this is Walter Cronkite, that's gone. It's over. It's finished. It's finished. And this is a great thing, a good thing, a cause for celebration. Indeedy-do. As the rise of independent media accelerates, so does the decline in the ability to hypnotize the public of major media. They're losing it. They've lost it. As Alex and I were discussing at the top here, they're losers appointing other losers to carry the ball. They're democratizing, in heavy quotes, the news broadcast to include more reporters, more people who are rank amateurs. They sit them in panels and they blab across from each other and occasionally have, you know, big time arguments about nothing. That's where it's all devolving into, because the people that run these news networks, they don't have it anymore. They're of another generation. They think that if they give more minutes to more so-called field reporters and less to the anchor, that it's going to be more inclusive. And they must be inclusive to be politically correct, you see. Their own idiotic mindset is contributing to their own destruction. That's what's happening. And that's a very good thing. That's a terrific thing. So as much as they whine, they scream, and they moan, and they accuse, and they tell us that independent media are destroying the public mind, no, no, no. What's really happening is they used to destroy the public mind.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.